You open your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter 20. Ever wonder why God left you here? He saved you, gave you a home in heaven. Why are you here? Well, He told those disciples after His death and burial and resurrection, and He said, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. God left us here to be a witness. And the month of August is greater witness, sharing Christ. And you do that by your spoken testimony, through the printed page of the gospel tracts. When I was pastoring over, Brother Gary Snow was here. He's preaching some at Micro, First Baptist Micro. When I first was a sister pastor, my hometown in Oral Rapids, but then our first church was in Micro. And but God burdened my heart there, and I felt love of the Lord. I challenged those folk that we would give out 10,000 tracts in a month, and that's a little country church. And we had tracts stacked up all over. You know what they did? They gave out well over 10,000 tracts in 1 month. Now back in those days, we had teams of adults and kids who went up on the streets in Pine Level and Princeton and just stood on the street and spoke to people, were gracious, not abrasive, not in your face, and just very kind and pleasant. So got something I want you to read, I'd like to invite your parish. We had them went up on the street, just met people. Now, if you wanted to go out to the mall or somewhere, you probably did 5,000 yourself. I tell you what you could do. You could get up here on Highway 40 about 7 o'clock in the morning. You wouldn't. And you could walk from here to Garner and give out tracts because cars ain't going nowhere, praise God. They're sitting still. They might would like to have something to read. And but you just think about, but here's our burden to be a witness. Now, here's my text. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, did I tell you? Acts chapter 20. Now, I was going to read a good length of passage here. The Apostle Paul is on his way to Rome, and he has called for the leaders, the elders of the churches in Ephesus, and they've come together. And he talks to them about testifying, about being a witness. I want to pick up verse 26 because I was going to read most of the chapter, but I'll just pick up there. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I'm pure of the blood of all men. Wow, what a testimony. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. You know what? I was talking to Roy Rigdon the other day about pastoring churches and so on. And he said, you know what? He said, did you know that every church is one pastor away from shutting the doors? You think about it. So many great churches I've known of in days gone by, and God blessed that church and it grew and grew and everything. And then maybe the pastor resigned or he left or retired or something. And in the next year or two, that church goes down to nothing. Nothing. The great church that I was a member of when I went to Tennessee Temple Schools, Highland Park Baptist Church, when I was there, we had 5,000 people on a Sunday. And that wasn't that long ago. It's not even there anymore. It's gone. Gone. So many of the great churches are gone. One pastor, and he said, listen, thank God. He said, after I've left, I'm just tell you one thing. The devil's going to rise up. Grievous wolves will come in, not sparing the flock. He's warning them. Tell them ahead of time that I'll tell you one thing. The devil doesn't like what he's done and what he's going to, and what God's done. And he's going to do everything he can. So you need to be faithful to God. Now notice this. Here's a shocking thing. Verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw disciples after them. I've seen that in modern day history so many times. The pastor resigns or retires or leaves or whatever, and then the church just splits and splinters. There's one group over here and one group over there, and somebody says, I need to be the pastor, and somebody said, I need to be the pastor. We like it, and the church splits and splinters. I've seen it happen so many times, but he's wondering about that. Now watch this, verse 31. Here's my text. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. I'm going to leave off the reading there. I was going to read some more of it, but let me read it again. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now, again, I don't know if you mark your Bible or not. I hope it's a good thing. Some people don't want to mark their Bible, but if you do, will you look at that verse 31 and mark a little phrase for me? Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn, two words, everyone, night and day with tears. Heavenly Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God help me this morning. Lord, I looked at these shoeboxes this morning and thought that there are people who prayed and loved little children around the world. Lord, such a simple thing started many years ago. And Lord, I'm thankful that Samaritan's Purse got involved in it. And God, that the Holy Ghost of God has multiplied it and millions upon millions of children around the world and families have been blessed by such a simple act. And God, you've saved people. They've grown to be doctors and nurses and pastors and missionaries and godly citizens of countries around the world through such a simple thing as a little shoebox packed with love. And God, I know that, God, there have been folk who've been saved, not through great evangelists or great preachers preaching, but through a simple little gospel tract that some Christian gave out or left in a restaurant or even in a restroom. And somebody picked it up and got saved. God, I'm glad that you've chose to use our Father the small things to do great things. And God, I pray you'd give us a vision and a burden around here that everybody, every boy, every girl, every teenager, every young adult, every senior citizen ought to be involved and witness getting the gospel out. Every member to everyone. And God, I pray the Holy Ghost of God help me. Now, God, Lord, I think I've minded you. I believe the choir did. Oh, Lord, what a blessed song that was, Brother Brad and the choir did. Lord, then for Jane. And God, right now, she and Danny in there working with those children, loving them, and Lord, and sharing Christ with them, and Stephanie and Donna. I pray, God, you'd bless them. And God, I thank you again for Tim and Wendy and for Brad and his family. And I pray, God, the Holy Ghost to help us raise. Lord, I pray that every person will get a vision, get a burden. And Lord, they don't have to go anywhere special. Don't have to do anything special. Just every day being a witness for Christ. God, help me now. Give me anointing power. Fill me. Empty me of self. Give me that anointing that'll make the difference. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. In the month of July, you remember I started off with this passage of scripture, and in every house up and down these roads, every house, and man, listen, we've been blown away. We've been blown away. I had Roger and Karen live out on the other side of Clayton, going out 42 out towards Flowers Plantation out there. Just, we rode out there yesterday afternoon, just kind of rode out that way. To be honest with you, I was hunting Atkinson's Mill, but we wanted to ride out there and look at something out there, the plantation as well. I couldn't believe it. It'd been so long since I've been out through that road. I mean, subdivision after subdivision, great big old homes in there. No telling how many thousands of people live right out there in the middle of nowhere. And it's like that all the way. You go down here towards Benson, and there are roads cut off the road now over here on Raleigh Road. And everywhere you go, over in Cleveland community, all around, houses everywhere. But in every house, there are people who need Jesus. Yeah. In every house, there are souls that are going to live forever in heaven or hell. There's people in every house that may never hear the gospel unless you do it or I do it and get the gospel to them. But now here's the phrase for this month. Everyone. He said in the book of Mark, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants to save everybody, not willing that any should perish. He died for every man and woman, boy and girl, every one of them. And you and I have responsibility in the area God puts us in to witness to every one of them. Every time you go through a drive-through, give them a track. Every time you go anywhere to eat out, leave them a track. Wherever you vacation at, leave tracks in your room. Give them out. Put them in. I had brother, I can't think of his name, Don Collins. Brother Don Collins from up here in Pilot Mountain. Brother Don has been a pastor for I don't know how many years, 50-something years, but he preaches like 50-something revivals a year, and he's all over everywhere, but he gives out tracts, and he came to Valdosta, Georgia when I was down. I don't know if, Tim, you remember Brother Don coming out. They call him the sugar preacher. He's wide open, but he'll kiss everybody in church if they let him. Right on the cheek, give him a holy kiss. But at any rate, we went out to eat. That man had tracks everywhere. And I was talking to somebody on the phone at pumping gas one. Don't do that. I don't think you're supposed to do that. But in the house pumping gas, and I was talking to somebody on the cell phone, and I caught out of the corner of my eye, Don, and he's my age then. He's 70, 71, 2 years. He was walking around the gas station giving people tracks. There's some phone. That tell you how long ago. There's a phone booth over there, some phones. And I looked, and he was going through the phone book, and he's turning it, he put a track in, turn it, put it in. I bet he put 50 tracks in the phone book. And if they looked up somebody with an R or an L or whatever it was, there's going to be a track wherever they look. And that's a good idea, isn't it? But everywhere you go, give out the gospel. Several years ago when I did that over at Micro, I had got a thing from one of the track companies called The Trail of the Track. And it was a little book that I wish I could find a copy of that. But it told testimony after testimony of people who had gotten saved through gospel tracts, the most unusual places. I mean, most unusual people. In just a little while, we'll have Mark Forrester come in October. He and Andrea are coming back again. And his daddy got saved. He worked in the automotive industry in Detroit. And they swapped his shift around. And that night, he went into the restroom, and somebody left a track on the back of the commode. And he said, normally I'd pick it up, tear it up, throw it away. That's his daddy. And he said, but that day, I picked it up to throw it away. And I said, I just couldn't turn it loose. And he said, I put it in my pocket. He got to read it through the night. And long story short, he got saved. And Mark became a preacher. His brother's a preacher. And Mark told us and testified. He said, I don't know how many hundreds of boys and girls my daddy had paid for them to go to Christian school and to Christian college since he got saved. One track. And Mark said, I've told that story all over the country. And he said, I was preaching somewhere in Illinois. And he said, a guy came up to me and he said, did your daddy work in such and such a plant? And did he work on such and such a shift? And did the track have this on it, some sort of picture on the front of it? He said, yeah. He said, I put that track there. They just left it laying there, and they got saved. Everyone. Just get the gospel out to everyone. Real quick, a few W's this morning. First of all, this gospel, Paul said this. He said, watch and remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone day and night. The gospel has a great wonder about it, the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a wonder that God would give his only begotten Son that you might be saved. I can't imagine that. It's wonderful, full of wonder, that he would let him die in our place that we might be saved. The Bible said that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The wonder of it all, that grace, God's amazing grace. It's wonderful. It's a wonder. It's baffling to the human mind. In fact, it's so amazing that we feel like it cannot be true, that you cannot possibly go to heaven unless you do something. You've got to earn it. You've got to do good deed. No, the Bible said, to him that worketh not, believeth, it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. My dear friend, you get saved by believing that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My dear friend, it's a wonder about the gospel, but then there's great wisdom in the gospel. If you wanted to save everybody in the whole world, you couldn't do it by intellect, because there's some folk real smart like Chris, and then there's some people like me. I was trying to pick out somebody. That wouldn't be good. There's some folk real smart like Chris, and there's somebody like me. If it had to do with intellect, I would never got saved. If it had to do with ability, some people have more ability than others. if it had to do with the ability to do things, it had nothing to do with ability, it had nothing to do with intellect. If you had to be white, just white, it'd leave out the whole world. But those kids sang the other night, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. That's why He said go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why? Because He says He loves the whole world. Oh, the gospel has a great wonder about it, but it has great wisdom about it. It's whosoever will may come. You don't have to do anything. And God said, I want to save every one of them. I'm not willing that any should perish. So what I'll do, I'll give my son, I'll pay the sin debt. I'll make it where all they've got to do is receive my son. Receive my son. Great wisdom in that. That means you can be short or tall, skinny or fat. You can be physically mobile or you could be an invalid in a bed. You could be born with no legs and still go to heaven. You could be red or yellow, black or white. Great wisdom in that. He fixed it where anybody could be saved. Great wisdom in the gospel. Great wonder in the gospel. But can I say this to you? There is a great welcome in the gospel. He doesn't discriminate. He said, whosoever will may come. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. That means that regardless of what you've done, though whatever sin you've ever committed, there's a great welcome. Let whosoever will come. You just come just like you are. I love that song. Billy Graham and their team made it famous. They use it over and over again. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am. There's a great welcome in it. He doesn't put anybody off. He doesn't say, wait, you can't come right now. You got to do this or that or the other. Coming to me now. Today's the day of salvation. There's a great welcome in the gospel. It's open to anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. You can get saved anywhere if you'll just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your sin, turn to the... And listen, He receives them joyfully. A great welcome. But oh, in that gospel, my dear friend, is a great warning. Warning. He said, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn. And that most wonderful verse of all, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a warning in the gospel. It's wonderful, and it's free, and it's open, and it's for anybody, anytime, any place, but there's a cutoff time. His spirit would not always strive with flesh. And the results of not trusting Christ, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he believeth not is condemned already. The warning is that already you're condemned. And at any moment, God could say, that's your last chance. Don't hesitate, do it now. The warning is that you're condemned already and that the time is running out. And when Jesus Christ comes back, He said, after the rapture of the church, He shall send them strong delusions that they might all believe the lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth. You say, Brother Billy, I don't believe all that, but if something happens and if the rapture occurs and saints get gone all around here, I'll get saved after that. No. That they might all be damned who believed not the truth, past tense. They've heard the truth, they wouldn't receive the truth. There's a warning in it. It's open and free to everybody, but it's not forever. The wage of sin is death. As thy soul liveth, there's but one step, the Bible said, between thee and death. The warning is this, one step. One heartbeat. That's how far you are from hell. Just one heartbeat. The warning is now is accepted time. But there's a great watch in this message. He said, watch and remember. The By the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone day and night with you. That's my and your responsibility. I want to read one other scripture this morning. I'm going to turn back to the book of Ezekiel. If you want to just write it down, you can look at it later. Ezekiel chapter 33. And he said this, verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood require at thy hand. Watch. That word watch is interesting. He said, watch and remember. I wonder why he said watch and remember. Why did he say, don't you remember? He said, watch and remember. Watch and remember. There's a watch in the God. That means that you take special note of something. That you're constantly vigilant. Look around you, he said so many times. Lift up your eyes. Look on the fields. They're white in the harvest. Don't say they're yet 4 months and then comes the harvest. Look at it now. Watch now. He's talking about you being soul conscious now. Understand that everybody you meet, boys, girls, men and women, will die and go to hell. That fellow you see with all the tattoos and with the earrings and everything, you look at him and kind of recoil a little bit. Before the sun goes down, he may be in hell burning in fire. You may be the very last person sees him before he gets in his car and drives out to somewhere and parks and pulls the trigger. Blows his brains out. That young lady you see somewhere that's in trouble and doesn't seem like anybody loves or cares anymore. That's the way she thinks. That's not true most of the time. The devil just tells people that. Last time she sees you, you might be the last one to see her before she tries one more time with that needle and she never wakes up again. Watch, he said. This is vigilant. You're to be like a watchman. And every opportunity you have, every person you have, every person you see, every one of them, everyone. Just think about it. For emphasis this morning, I had our friends to stand. Not one of them would want me to recognize them publicly. I'll just say something to you, and just in passing, I was so blessed for all those who came and went out. And some, there were some who didn't get to come on our Saturday visitation, but they did things at home and on their own, knocked on doors. But just think what everybody could have done. But Paul and Janice Furlan, and I hope they don't mind me saying this, they knocked on 102 doors themselves. And they did it on Saturdays, on a Sunday afternoon, and a Monday. 102 doors. I was telling somebody, I went to Chapel Hill so many times that I left praying for her, but really praying for Brother Paul. Because I really expected to get a phone call before I got home, or at least during the night, and say that Janice had gone to be with the Lord. She was, and the doctors two or three different times felt the same way. And then she came and went out in that heat and knocked on 102 doors. I'm not saying that. They wouldn't want me to embarrass them, and I already did probably, but what I'm saying to you is this. Just imagine if every couple in here did that. And everyone. You see, we are light and salt. And we're not in the same places. We don't meet the same people. But God's got you where you are to be light and salt. Everyone, watch and remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone day and night with tears. You'll meet this month, in the month of August, probably 500 people just in your daily walk. Just everywhere you go. No more. And in this building, if everybody in here will encounter 500 people, just going to the Taco Bell and to the Walmart and other places, going into Walmart, coming out of the Walmart, everywhere, and just learn and ask God to give you boldness. Hey, I'd like to invite you to church. Me and my dog gave out a track this morning at the Bojangles. Invite the lady in there to church. I don't know why it is. Everywhere I go, they compliment on how good-looking my dog is. I just don't know me. Nobody ever, ain't never say anything about me. They just think I got a pretty dog. And but you know what? Everywhere you go, everyone, there's a watch in it. Why? Why do you say watch? Take special note of this. Number one, because of your accountability. God left you here for a reason. And because you're going to have to give an account of the things done in your body, whether they were good or bad. He said, you better watch, because God's going to hold you accountable. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and you don't speak to warn him, he'll die in his sin, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Watch your accountability. Oh, listen, because of the area of your influence, you meet people every day. Every one of you in this building have got 500 friends that if you got married, if you're not already married, if you got married, there were at least 200, 250 people to come to your wedding. When you die, you've got at least 200 friends that are going to either come to your funeral or to the visitation, one or the other. Everybody in here, you take this number in here and multiply it by 200. Just think about it. And this whole month, we got the rest of this month now to get the gospel. A lot of tracks here, a lot of tracks in the back. Get all the CDs out of the foyer. Use your email, telephone, everywhere. But the thing is, everyone. He died for everyone. Everyone will live somewhere, heaven or hell. And everyone can be saved. Will you bow your heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God help me. God, I pray, God, you'd help me to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. God, help me, Lord, to watch, take special note of the fact. God, it's going to take some discipline. It'll take some getting used to. But for us to develop the habit of witness, giving out tracts, using our telephone and media and our personal witness, help us, our Father, take every opportunity to say a word for Jesus. And God, I confess now, we need your boldness. God, I need your touch. I need you to help me. I need you to help me be reminded to do it. Holy Ghost of God, please remind us. Remind us to take tracts with us. Remind us, Lord, to give them out. Remind us to pass out CDs and remind us to be accountable for people. Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost of God right now do a work. Will you stand, please, with your heads bowed and eyes are closed? I don't know what you're supposed to do this morning. And I said I wasn't going to keep you long, and I probably went well over. But I hope you get the message this morning. Everyone. We're going to have a very brief invitation this morning. The Bible said after Pentecost, they were, of course, at Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And they stood and testified and preached. 3,000 souls got saved. And after that came a time of persecution. The Bible said they went back and they prayed again. They said, Lord, grant that with all boldness we might preach thy word. They knew they didn't have it. They needed it. And so they were touched and filled again. You and I need to be touched and filled again. God, give us boldness. I'm going to ask you this morning to do something. I encourage, if you will, just come ask God to help you to be a witness. To give you boldness and then be obedient to him and do it. And you'll do it in fear and trembling and to begin with. And it might be a little awkward for you. But ask God to help you through this month for it to get easier. You send out things in the mail. Take your phone book and go through and write out. We had somebody do that. Write down addresses and just write a little note. Hey, my name is so-and-so, Benson Grove Baptist Church. Just want to invite you to church. It's simple. Leave a gospel, put a gospel track in it. I don't know what God wants you to do, but I'm asking you to let the Holy Spirit of God lead you to where we can get the gospel to everyone. And this morning, if you're here and you're not saved, he died to save you, and I want to invite you to come trust Christ. Believe on him right now where you are, calling him right now. But if I can help you, pray with you around the altar, I want to do that. Whatever God leads you to do, maybe God's leading you to move your membership and unite with this church. I don't know what God wants you to do, but we'll have a brief invitation. Heavenly Father, I pray now the Spirit of the living God to deal with hearts. Brother Brad's going to sing a verse of a song, Lord, and I pray you to anoint him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. And I pray God's people to respond, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, now as they come, Lord, to pray around the altar. Lord, we pray, God, that you just bless. And God, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.